Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It's official. King Charles is the new King of England, even though he's been doing it for the last, 9 months or so. But he has been officially crowned. The coronation was over the weekend. And was the fact that there was a 31% decrease in people who were watching it. So 29 million people tuned in to watch the funeral of his mother. Only 20 million people tuned in to watch him actually get crowned. But you know what? 20 million, still a pretty solid number. King Charles also made some pretty serious steps towards inclusivity during the coronation. He invited an all-black choir to perform during the coronation. For the first time ever, a woman was allowed to present the jeweled sword of offering. The British Prime Minister, who is a practicing Hindu, read a passage from the Bible. And normally, aristocrats would have to go up to the king, kiss him on the cheek, and pledge their fealty, because that's what you do, I guess, as an aristocrat. King Charles actually nixed that. Prince Harry was seated in a much worse location than he normally would have, which you get the nosebleeds when you ditch your family.
Yeah, he's not in the front row anymore.
He's not in the front row.
When you're not a working royal, they're going to put you in the non-working royal row
section. So that wasn't a surprise to anybody. People were wondering if he was going to make an appearance on the balcony after the coronation. That did not happen, along with Prince Andrew as well.
That dude is not going anywhere near that balcony after what he said about the family. Someone's going to push him right.
He had a legit reason for not doing it. Literally right after the coronation, he hopped a flight to come back to the States to go to his son's birthday party.
And he didn't want to be pushed off a balcony.
Yeah, Mans was getting out of town.
Sitting on the floor.
Yes. I'll stay right here in the foyer. I'm good. Don't worry about it.
I'm out. Okay, also some notable figures showed up and showed out, but mainly on the American side. As we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, they were the big headliners for the coronation performance.
All the American celebrities were there. It's just the English celebrities that decided to bail.
The English ones wanted to be on American Idol, apparently. Ed Sheeran chose to... Tonight is actually when he's judging American Idol. But even Lionel Richie and Katy Perry did a live stream where they brought out a special guest for their American Idol audience.
It was incredible, and we're here for the coronation concert at Windsor Castle.
Now, we're trying to figure out what can we do to bring something different to the show. Kate, excuse me. I have a surprise.
Yes.
It's all night long. Because I just wanted to check how long you'll be using this room for.
We have to give the room up right away.
I just wanted to check.
Thank you so much for coming.
But thank you so much for your brilliant performance.
So King Charles basically crashed their live stream. It was a ha-ha funny moment. Oh my gosh, he's asking for the room, and look how cool King Charles is. Hi, fellow kids. And so we got to see all three of them. I mean, how crazy is that? Just the king just rolling up on our American Idol live stream. This is 2023, baby.
So, of course, I watched the coronation. No, I did not watch it live, but I watched the live stream after the fact and, the procession and everything. My favorite part is the conspiracy theory that Meghan Markle showed up in a disguise.
Is that what they were saying?
Yes. So there is, if you Google it, there is a picture of a man with a very beautiful head of white hair that looks like a wig, these giant glasses, and a mustache. And everybody is like, that's Meghan Markle in disguise. And no joke, they had a picture
picture of her in a picture of this dude, and I'm like, I can kind of see it.
What?
Yeah. Because it looks like a young person trying to appear old. I'm not even kidding you.
I think she was on their way to the Masked Singer set.
There's also a pretty funny meme going around of Katy Perry lost at the coronation. She could not find her seat.
That was funny.
And it's sort of like that little tidbit that you have that plays before our segments where it's like you're trying to look normal, but you look anything but normal.
Yes.
That was Katy Perry. She was walking around like, nobody look at me. I'm just trying to find my seat. She's like trying to ask people. She's like looking for an usher. Like, where does Katy Perry sit at the coronation?
Everybody was giving her so much crap afterwards. She's like, don't worry, guys. I found my seat.
Yes. This was our representative, our U.S. representative.
I'm still kind of like perturbed and trying to understand why Biden sent his wife, the first lady, instead of attending. Because a coronation from a country that you're like bros with.
Yeah.
Is that what we are? We're bros?
We're totally we're totally bros with the UK and with Great Britain.
Yeah, they got over the little argument we had a couple hundred years ago.
Yes.
Yeah, I read this last week and I can't remember. There was some political reason why he didn't go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, because it was very nice of the first lady to be there with her granddaughter, and, you know, they looked lovely, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just like, why is our president not there?
An ad for a mysterious new memoir has people wondering what A-lister is going to become an author next. More on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.